for the people that are unfamiliar with that time and the circumstances of the Depression in 1935 and employment law, it's worth noting, is it not, that that was a very choice plum.
Oh, indeed it was.
Of an employment sort or patronage job or whatever you want to call it. That was Mr. Big.
Yeah, I think it was probably the biggest appointment in terms of salary and, mm-hmm. and importance of the position of any that the party had to offer.
And in those days, you correct me if I'm wrong, the internal collector of internal revenue, he sort of with one hand or a couple of fingers ran the office, and he was pretty much a figure in the administration.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
He was the boss in this area, which covered the state of Michigan. It was the district was the state of Michigan. They had a collector in Chicago and a collector in Cleveland, and they had different things. But the collector in this area was in Detroit.
Well, now you were 17, 18 years old, and by this time, mm-hmm. were you just plowing your way through school in the traditional fashion? And where were you in school at that time?
Well, in 1935, I was graduated from UD High in 1934.
Okay.
And I started, I went to the University of Detroit in my freshman year, starting in September of 1934. And I was playing football, and I injured my ankle. And so I couldn't play football anymore. And I was very disappointed with my treatment at the U of D. They had promised me a football scholarship. And when I couldn't play, they said, no scholarship. So I was very unhappy, and I transferred to Notre Dame in the beginning of my sophomore year in the fall of 1930. I started in 34, so it would be the fall of 35. Mm-hmm. I started at Notre Dame, and I was graduated from Notre Dame in 1938. And at that time, I had worked in the summer for McManus, John, and Adams Advertising Agency. I wanted to get into the advertising business. And the recession of 1938 started in March, I guess, thereabouts. And as a consequence, the job I had been promised by McManus, John, and Adams had gone up in smoke. Because the advertising business was dead at that point. So I had met Mary Mahoney, whom I married.
Did you meet her at Notre Dame?
At Notre Dame, yeah. She lived in South Bend. Her father was the vice president of the Bendix Corporation. South Bend. And we had announced our engagement before I was graduated. And on the strength of the promise of the job, we were going to get married right away. And then, of course, when the job fell through, we had to defer our plans. So my dad said to me, I think I can get you a job with Wayne County, and if you'll go to law school, you and Mary can get married. And I said, that's a deal. So we were married, and I went to night law school and at the University of Detroit Law School, and I worked for the Wayne County Auditors from January of 1939 until June of 1942, when I left to, of course, the war had started then. I left to become the office manager at a machine shop, Asam Manufacturing Company.
What was the name of it?
Asam, A-S-A-M. It was owned by Frank Asam, and Dick Asam was Frank's son, who was had been my classmate at. I missed one part of my education. When I was graduated from Jesu Grammar School in June of 1930, I went to Catholic Central High School, which was then down on Harper and Woodward, and I went there for 1 year, and then the new U of D High was built very close to our home, so I transferred at the beginning of my sophomore year to U of D High, where I finished. And Frank Dick Asam and I had been classmates at Catholic Central, and he urged me to come to work for his dad and himself in this machine shop, and I did. And
that was in 42?
In 42, in July of 42.